I remember seeing the pictures on the news. That was it for me, really, until more later in life when I married a girl from Kent. And so the story sort of came back to life for me then a bit later on. And of course, working for the Met Office over the years, then, you know, every time there's an anniversary like this, we always get the pictures back and we always see the pictures of Michael Fish.
And of course, you mentioned Michael Fish there. We always see, don't we, that piece of video footage of him saying about the call and dismissing it completely.
Yeah.
Although, should we really kind of take the mickey a bit, or was he right at the time to dismiss what the lady had said to him on the phone?
I think it's fair to say the forecast for that day was pretty poor. I mean, technically, he was right, and he'll always say that it wasn't a hurricane because we don't technically get hurricanes. But of course, it was a violent, violent storm with hurricane force winds, and it did cause widespread disruption, if not devastation. And so, yes, it was a pretty poor forecast, but you can't just blame poor old Mike just because he was the mouthpiece.
So what's changed over the last 30 years?
Things have changed, you know, beyond belief. Supercomputers run forecasts. I mean, weather forecasting is done by a computer nowadays. It was even in 1987, to be fair, but the supercomputer that we were using to run the forecast back in 1987 is less powerful than the thing you carry around in your pocket every day. Your smartphone is more powerful than the supercomputer was back in 1987. But it's not just about supercomputer power. The way we look at weather as well, the science has changed, and perhaps more importantly, the way we observe weather. In order to make a weather forecast, you need to know what the weather's doing right now. You need observations, and pretty much any aspect of weather you can think about has improved beyond belief in the past 30 years. The warning system was actually born from 1987. We're much more accurate at forecasting things in the future, so the forecast changed. But also, crucially now, the way that we communicate the weather has improved dramatically, mainly due to the number of channels that are open to us. You know, back in Mike's day in 87, there was only a handful of TV and radio broadcasts each day, all at a certain time. Nowadays, your weather forecast is available on your phone. The Met Office app will tell you whether there's a weather warning. Obviously, online has changed dramatically, and a massive change in the past 5 to 10 years. Social media, the naming of the storms, which has only come in relatively recently over the past 3 years. Now we name storms, and you know, if this storm had happens again, it will get a name and people will be much more aware of it because of that.
Could it happen again, or was what happened in 1987 a bit of a freak occurrence?
It was a very unusual storm. It was very, very violent, but it's the kind of thing that will happen again at some point. But as I say, because, you know, that's Mother Nature, that hasn't changed. What has changed is the way that we forecast things. So this time, the chance of us missing it completely like we did back then are very, very, very slim.